One does not do laundry in the 9 days. Even somebody does not want to wear it during the 9 days. He wants to put it away. But afterwards, it's still also, he's not allowed to even give it to a goy to wash for him. Now, there is two issues in the 9 days. One issue is the act of laundry. The other issue is the act of wearing clothing that is specially laundry. The only heter of doing laundry is clothing of goyim, because there's no simcha in doing that. It's also, like we said before, to wear or have fresh beddings on the 9 days. But with Shabbos, it's mutter to wear fresh clothing and to put on new tablecloths and to have new towels, like one would do on the rest of Shabbos. The bedding one shouldn't change even the covered Shabbos, because that regular Shabbos people do not do that. Clothing of little children, they're constantly getting them dirty, one is allowed to clean. And it's also not, aside from cleaning, laundering clothing, it's also not allowed to make new clothing and new shoes, because there can be a wedding right after Tisha B'Av. Then you could have a goy to it. But if you can't find a goy, you should ask a shayla. Under certain circumstances, that would be permitted. Also, let's start a wedding right afterwards.